we present Bert's Place. Oh, hi. What are you doing here? What do you mean you've come for the next episode? There isn't any more. Well, don't look at me like that. I haven't broken your toy. Look, have a seat and let's straighten this out. That's better. Okay, after Teely and I broke up, lots of things happened very fast, and I just didn't want to make any more recordings. I did try and write some more journal once, but just after I started, our boiler exploded and we had floods, so that went pear-shaped too. But don't worry, there might not be any more fancy recordings, but I can answer your questions and tell you what's been happening with me, if you want me to. Yes, I thought you might. Fire away then. What do you want to know first? Oh, stars, you would ask that first. Okay, deep breath. Yes, I did find out about the youngling, but not for a long time. Elves, you know, don't carry their young naturally. They put them in pods and just leave them to be brought up by machines, mostly. Well, Teely couldn't do that because she was carrying a half, as the elves call it, a half-lep. Elves don't like that. So Bilby hid Teely at his house till the youngling was born. Corrie, my sister-in-law, helped with the birth. Then Teely disowned it. Bilby brought the youngling here to El, who knew a magical place where unwanted younglings could go to be loved and cared for. She sent Toby there, but he spends time here now. He lives here most of the time, and I got to know him when I was ready. And he's everything in the world to me. The one good thing to come out of all that awfulness. What's Teely doing now? Can't you guess? Bilby married her. She left the bureau and started a business selling jewellery and things for the home to rich elves. I've seen some of it. Very expensive it is. And according to Hinky, tacky as Toefoot. Oh, talking of Hink, he's married to a Southern Belle elf called Linty. They have a job working for a family in Georgia. They have two elflings and one on the way. Garvey? Why in the stars would you want to know about him? Oh, did he get his comeuppance? Unfortunately not. In fact, from all I hear, very much the reverse. He's White Hexagon now, which is pretty high up. Oh, and here's the punchline. Teely's still carrying on with him. Oh, yes, I know about that. I didn't then, of course. I don't know what it would have done to me. Life toughens you up, I suppose. But I know now that she was, and she still is. Bilby knows, of course. We keep in touch, he and I. I've asked him how in the stars he puts up with it. And he just says that she has to have one person who will stand by her no matter what. He's a better person than I am. Now, can we get off this subject, please? Ah, that's better. I would much rather talk about the family. They're still going along as usual. Drama, drama, but still basically fine. Mum and Dad are still my lifelines. Cassie is getting more beautiful every day. Ikey and V go on showing how true love can be found where it's least looked for. Oh, my dear old Uncle Arf. He set out for high country last year, much to all our sadness. Auntie Kitty is doing as well as she can in the circumstances. And I go there whenever I can, sit and talk about Uncle Arf and play with the Lings. Andy and Gordy are still happy as larks and have an ever-growing family. I love going to visit the colony on Sundays, but I'm always so, so glad to come home to my lovely comfy closet and to my wonderful life here. I think I'll save the last words for my life here. It just goes on getting better. In 2016, Brian and Elle adopted a little girl, Lacey. She's very special. We all love her so much. We have a day nursery now here too, so there are lots of cute human babies around. They're not ordinary babies. There is something special about them. They all come from the magical place I told you about. I don't spend my time wishing for things I can never have anymore. I'm busy, fulfilled, and just happier than I've ever been in my life, thanks to Brian, Elle, and my darling Impy. That's my pet name for Lacey. I really think that's everything, except that there's more for you to read and look at on my website, www.workingleps.org. It's a new one. I share it with my friend Ellie. Have a look on there. You'll find all kinds of interesting things. It's been a pleasure having you here. No, no, this isn't goodbye. You can see me on YouTube every Sunday with Lacey. You'll find out exactly where on the website. So, not goodbye, but until the next time we meet. Take care. Oh, and think twice about patting cute toddlers on the head, won't you? You never know when it might be a working lep in disguise.
You've been listening to Bert's Place, featuring Brian Hartgen as Bert. The music was composed by Andre Louis. Bert's Place is written by Lulu Keel and produced by Brian Hartgen. For background material, archives, and original artwork, please visit www.bertsplace.co.uk.